In local news, Queensland clothing retailer Sabo Skirt has accused 16 businesses, including Shein and Kmart, of copying its designs in a federal court case alleging widespread duplication of their work. The retailer claimed its designs, patterns, print, and trademarks were replicated by the businesses in lower quality and at cheaper prices, reducing the business's sales and damaging their reputation. The Australian branch of the Chinese fashion company Shein was the first named respondent on the claim, alleged of having infringed on 6 different garments. A Shein spokesperson says Shein was aware of the claims filed by Sabo Skirt and takes, quote, all claims of intellectual property infringement matters very seriously. Sabo Skirt is seeking compensation by way of loss and profit, determined by total sales of each respondent, diminution in value of Larry and Luke's intellectual property, and reputational damage, with the matter returning to court on July 7th for further case management.
Southeast Queensland rail lines, including those between Ipswich and Cleveland, will be disrupted from 12 a.m. today for the next 24 hours amid industrial action from workers regarding bargaining disputes. Trains between Darra and Rosewood on the Ipswich line and Central and Cleveland until 12 a.m. April 2nd will be blocked by industrial action intended to only impact coal and mineral trains. However, the government has taken a, quote, heavy-handed response. The closure will be followed by planned track closures from the 3rd to the 12th of April for critical amid the current fuel crisis across the nation.
In national news, the Kangaroo Island Landscape Board has reintroduced nighttime shooting programs in an attempt to manage Corella population numbers. Corellas have caused damage across the island, impacting residents and other species, particularly due to large infestations of droppings in high-density areas affecting the island's ecology and farming. Whilst the bird is a native Australian animal, it became introduced to the island and many parts of South Australia, which has adapted their migration and breeding habits. The board's general manager, Will Dirac, says that human-constructed environment and region's artificial habitats have created the perfect ground for the bird, and that humane and effective approaches must be taken to manage the population.
Supply shortages from major cocoa production nations in West Africa have driven up the cost of chocolate over the past 2 years. The price of raw cocoa peaked at US$12,000, or $17,400 in USD, per tonne in 2024. Production has increased in major growing regions, helped by favourable weather and reduced disease, and the commodity price has dropped to about US$53,000 per tonne. However, this does not necessarily mean chocolate could be cheaper at Easter next year. The extremely volatile world cocoa price hinges largely on how production fares in major West African growing regions that produce 70% of the world's cocoa. However, Australian cocoa chief executive and chocolate manufacturers such as Chris Junkie will be planting more trees on their farm this year. The increase in Australian cocoa production would allow the domestic industry to become more self-sufficient.
In international news, Paul McCartney was banned from Reddit this weekend after attempting to share pictures on the Paul McCartney subreddit. Shared using a Dropbox link, photos taken at Fonda Theatre suddenly disappeared and McCartney's official account was banned shortly afterwards. The exact reason is still in dispute, but the deletion of the account site-wide was confirmed to be due to a bug by an official Reddit correspondent without much more clarification.
And for your weather today, Brisbane can expect a shower or two. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 9 in the high, very high band.
That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Tumblr and MySpace, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the